This is a field of the future journaling practice that comes from the Presencing Institute, accessible at the Presencing Institute website, presencing.org. I'm dictating this for the purposes of the Accessible Yoga Training Mentorship Program and for the mentees of Pamela Stokes Eggleston and Amina Nauru's mentorship program in the spring of 2021. This guided journaling leads you through a self-reflective process following different phases of the Theory You journey. This is a process of moving from me to we, and it allows you to access deeper levels of self-knowledge and to connect to different ways in which this emerging knowing might help you move toward concrete actions. All you need is a quiet space, a journal, a piece of paper, a pen, and this quality of being able to settle into your own personal process. Simply start writing and see what emerges. Allowing yourself to settle now in your quiet space, entering into your process, your particular way of self-reflecting without distractions. This will be 16 steps, the journaling practice for stepping into the field of the future. 1. Over the past days and weeks, what did you notice about your emerging self, and what is wanting to be born? Stop the recording and write. 2. What did you notice about what is wanting to be born in your context or your community? Stop the recording and write. 3. Frustration. What is it about your current work and or your personal life that frustrates you the most? Stop the recording and write. 4. Happiness. What is it about your current work and life that inspires and energizes you the most? Feel free to draw if words are not coming. Stop the recording. 5. The helicopter 1. Watch yourself from above as if in a helicopter. What are you doing? What are you trying to do at this stage of your professional and personal journey? Sensing in, drawing, or writing, making marks on the paper. Stop the recording. 6, helicopter 2. Watch your collective journey from above. What are you trying to do collectively in this present stage of your journey? Stop the recording. 7, your younger self. Look at your current situation from the viewpoint of you as a young person at the beginning of your journey. What does that young person have to say to you? Stop. 8, footprint. Imagine you could fast forward to the very last moments of your life when it is time for you to pass on. Now look back at your life's journey as a whole. What would you want to see at that moment? What footprint do you want to leave behind on the planet? Stop. Number 9. From that future point of view, what advice can you give to your current self? Stop. Number 10. Now return again to the present and crystallize what it is that you want to create, your vision and intention for the next while. It could be just for the next year. It could be the next 3 to 5 years. What vision and intention do you have for yourself and for your work? What are some of the essential core elements of the future that you want to create in your personal, professional, and social life? Describe or draw as completely and concretely as possible the images and the elements that occur to you. Stop. Number 11, feel the connection to this community of mentees in the accessible yoga community that is becoming present across the planet at this moment. What is the collective highest future possibility? What could this community be an instrument for? What could we collectively create within the next while, next year, next 3 or 5 years? Stop. 12, letting go. What will you have had to let go of in order to bring this vision into reality? What is the old stuff that must die? What old skin, behaviors, beliefs, assumptions, etc., that you and we most need to shed? Stop. 13, letting come. Where do you find the seeds of tomorrow in your context and environment now? Stop. 14, prototyping. Over the next 3 months, if you were to prototype a microcosm of the future in which you could discover the new by doing something, what would that prototype look like? Sensing from the heart and the mind and the body all as one. Stop. 15, people, who can help you make your highest future possibilities a reality? Who might be your core helpers and partners? Who's there with you? Heart partners, soul partners, spirit guides, perhaps. Earth listeners. Stop. 16, action. If you were to take on the project of bringing your intention into reality, what practical first steps would you take over the next 13 days? Stop. 17th step is actually an embodiment practice, this beginning of coming into the future as a self who is connected to the whole component of your dream or of your time here on the planet. So beginning to let go of your writing, making notes perhaps to return, maybe putting a little star next to one of the comments that you made, and simply get ready to just come back into the body, allowing yourself to settle in and begin simply to breathe into your space and place that you find yourself in right here, right now. Feeling the earth below and the space that the breath creates and opens within the body as you breathe in and breathe out, claiming your spot right here, right now, this bubble of awareness has mindfulness in your body, this capacity to be present, open and connected in this moment, right here, right now. And reflecting on the way in which the journaling practice landed in your body, sensing again that we are at a threshold of a new time, a new space. And this quality of being able to both imagine and create this capacity of your intention, and now placing your awareness on these messages that you received from your body, from this capacity that you have to witness these themes and questions that are occurring in you now. Noticing again where you might feel stuck, but also knowing that in this process of the presencing approach, developing here now in this collective community at the Accessible Yoga Training, that together we can step into the future. And so as you begin to realize that we can actually create together, to initiate together with help from that future place, just begin to notice this capacity that you have to stand up and face that future place. Facing that future place, and imagine that right in front of you, that there is a gate. And that as you see that gate, allow your body to take a step toward the gate and to reach out and turn the key or the handle to open the gate, and let it swing wide open into your field of the future. And now standing at the threshold right before the gate, the door is open toward this future place, feeling and sensing into your body, empathizing and sensing into this quality, creating an embodied response to crystallizing, creating, co-initiating your field of the future. And as you feel comfortable, simply step over the threshold into your field of the future, seeding and cultivating with your presence, sensing into this moment, staying very embodied, very grounded in your field of the future. Just sense into it. Continue to breathe. And staying there, feel free to step back into that emerging place from before, and then step over the threshold perhaps a few times, beginning to anchor and practice this capacity that we have to let go. And then we connect to source, this quality of the emerging future, and then stepping in, letting come what it is that wants to happen next. And as we anchor in these capacities to be able to flow with the energy of our intention to co-create a new future, I'll let yourself settle again. Notice what's happening, perhaps feeling the energy behind the heart, sensing into the backs of the legs, the soles of the feet on the earth, letting any movement or shape in the body to begin to allow a very natural embodied gesture of your seed dance, this capacity that we have as we step into the field of the future, to allow an embodied response not an asana, not a tai chi move, not a pranayama, but a natural creative capacity to crystallize what it is that you want to create. So step forward again into the field of your future, and then just begin to allow a sculpture or a little dance to emerge, allowing your body and your body's knowing to inform the intelligence of your heart and of your mind, coming into an attunement as you dance, having stepped over the threshold into your field of the future in this guided practice for the accessible yoga training, particularly the creation first month of Amina and Pam's mentorship program. This is Allie Middleton, and it is my great delight to offer this practice to you all. Enjoy.